Come on.
It's a world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Boy, what a busy weekend.
You've been out at the theater there.
Yeah, we're doing a little bit of rehearsing for the one-man show, and I know I'm talking a lot about it, but hey, you know.
Well, it's a big deal.
It is. It's a big deal, and we still have tickets available. Not many. We're close to a sellout on this thing. It's on the 28th of September. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you don't say that, and people are going to be afraid.
Afraid of what?
Well, you say it's almost a sellout. They just go, ah, forget it.
All right. I mean, I don't know. That's what the guys said to me. I was at the workshop last night. Just forget I said that, okay?
Oh, well, that'll help.
Anyway, so the 28th of September at Theater West. All right, so what's the story here?
Well, we got Ted Bell is on the phone. He wants to set a record straight. I guess he's put on weight.
Yeah, Ted Bell's put on some weight. Ted Bell has put on weight.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills, I believe, right now. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, Phil, I'm fine, and I didn't mean for to kick off Ted Bell's put on weight. Over the last 6 months, because you and I haven't seen each other for a few months.
I was in with Frank a few months ago, but I didn't see you, Ted. What I saw of you was half of you. You were behind the podium there.
I was behind the hostess podium. Anyway, that didn't help.
What I'm saying is I didn't, you say you're fat.
I put on some weight, and I... and I'm not proud of that, but the fact is I was traveling with Marcy and with Josh down to Laguna Beach where his grandmother, my mother, lives. And so that's great. On the way down there, I thought I would pay Bob Green a visit and, a goodwill, kind of a good business visit because we hadn't seen each other for a while.
Just as business relations, keep things going good?
Yeah, something like that. So he was at the store. They told me he was in the store. Sometimes Bob works the register in Bob Green's Bean Greet or whatever it is.
Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
Yeah, man, Bob Green's Meats and Greens. I go in, and this is what I was going to talk to you about, and this is why it's not... I didn't want to go on the air with this.
But you said you wanted to talk to Bob about it, and I think that that's the best thing to do since we're talking business.
All right, but anyway, I went in, I put on some weight, I bought a box of Little Debbie's.
The chocolate donuts.
Yeah, the chocolate donuts, and I walked up to the counter, and Green says to me, I can't sell these to you. And I said, why not?
Well, did you walk up to the counter, did you first say hello?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I said, hey, Bob, how you doing? Hey, great, how's business? Great. I said, things are going well, and we got all that stuff worked out about delivering a load of meat and this kind of stuff. And there's Bob, and I gave him a little hard time. I said, hey, look at you in the apron, huh? You got to get back over and peel some onions or something. And he kind of looked at that, but then...
No, it doesn't sound like he appreciated that. It doesn't sound like he appreciated that.
Yeah, he didn't like that kind of humor.
Well, you know what? He was fine with it. Anyway, I put there's a bag of Little Debbie chocolate donuts, and he says to me, I can't sell these to you.
Did he give you a reason why?
Well, he said you've obviously put on weight. So I left with Josh and with Marcy. Marcy was still in the car. I went to the store with Josh, and I didn't say a word. I got in the car. We went down to Laguna. Marcy told me that I was doing a very rapid rate of speed. I don't remember. She said I was scaring her.
Oh, for God's sake, Ted.
Well, I just...
So you're here tonight. You want to talk to Bob?
I want to get it out on the table. I want to find out why he couldn't sell these to me.
Well, he told you that you looked fat or something.
He told me I can't sell these to you because you put on weight.
All right, Bob Green?
Yeah, call him Bob. He's on line three.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah?
It's Phil Henry.
Oh, how you doing, Phil?
Good. You're busy?
Well, I'm in the middle of the work day here. I know you have me on the air.
I do have you on the air. I apologize. We have Ted Bell here.
Uh-huh.
And Ted asked for a little bit of time to talk to you because you guys have been very candid about your business relationship having to do with a visit he made there. When was this, Ted?
About 2 weeks ago, Bob.
Right. Yeah, you came in and you came in with your son, Josh. So what?
You want to tell him, Ted?
Well, I came up to the register with a bag of donuts, and you said, I'm not selling these to you.
Yes, I did. And as I remember, you put the bag down, you looked at me, and then you walked out with your son. Almost like you didn't just walk out, you almost dragged the kid out. And
no, I did not drag.
Well, it looked like you were dragging him out, Ted. You looked at me, and you left a bag of Little Debbie donuts right there in front of me, got in your car, and I heard you peeling out of the parking lot.
You kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. What are you people talking about anyway? You were peeling out of the parking lot.
You said that Marcy said you were doing 70 or something.
Marcy said that, yeah, I was leaning on it. I heard you get rubber as you left the parking lot.
So?
What is so funny?
Nothing.
It's funny to me that I said, I can't sell those to you. And you said, why? And I said, you look like you put on weight. You said to me that I looked fat. And to this day, I don't know why did you think I looked fat?
Ted, you said you put on 30, 40 pounds.
I put on the weight, but I still put on very tight jeans. Yeah, well, that's, if you want me to tell you, go ahead. I could see both of your balls were sticking out.
All right, we're on the air.
I know, I apologize.
Yeah, so why are you wearing tight jeans, Ted, when you put on, what is it, 40 pounds?
I put on 40 pounds. It doesn't mean I can't put on a pair of tight. Here's the thing, okay? Yes, I put on some weight, and I might have a gut, but I put on the tight jeans. You put on the tight jeans, and I could see both. Well, I better not say.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
All right, but they're both, like, bulged. It looked like a camel toe.
Oh, man.
All right, we're talking here with Ted Bell and Bob Green. So, Bob, you sold him. You did not sell him a bag of donuts because he looked like he was overweight.
That was why I did that. And I tried, and I was going to tell you before you left, I said, because I had sold a box of Krispy Kreme to a very big, fat man about 5 months ago. And when I turned, he was laying face down in the parking lot with the donut spread. What are you talking about? Actual thing.
Wait, you said you sold these to who?
I didn't know who it was, but I sold a box of Krispy Kreme to a big man, and I turned. It scared the hell out of me, Phil. He gave me his money. I said, thank you very much. I put the money in the register. I went to my left to deal with my next customer, and for some reason, I pivoted to my left further and looked behind me, and I saw the guy face down in the parking lot with the Krispy Kreme donuts and one of them still rolling kind of down the parking lot.
Oh, bullshit.
Hey, please.
You know what? I'm busy, okay?
Right, hold on, Bob. Come on, Ted.
I apologize. It just sounds very unlikely that you saw a donut.
Well, I did.
All right, I believe you.
And had I been able to tell you that, Ted, you would have known why it was I didn't want to sell you those donuts, okay? Not because I'm trying to embarrass you, but because I didn't want to see them.
You were fearful for his health.
Yes, I was fearing for your health, okay? Is that a terrible thing? No, Bob, it's not a terrible thing. It's not a terrible thing at all. I wish you would have explained it to me. All you said was, I'm not selling those to you. You're too fat or you're too big. I think I said I can't sell these to you because you're too large. Right, and Josh and I left. But you grabbed the kid by the arm and dragged him out. Then I heard you get rubber in the parking lot.
You were angry, Ted. You know, it sounds to me like he was angry.
You were very angry, yeah. And telling me the reason why you knew that I was too fat is you could see my balls hanging out? Sorry, you could see my balls bulging out or something?
All right, I'm going to leave the studio. Come on, guys.
I apologize. I'm sorry. Sorry, Margaret.
What are you wearing skin-tight jeans for anyway?
Because I look good in them. I thought I looked good in them. I guess I don't.
I don't think if you're looking good in a pair of tight jeans, man, if you can see your manliness kind of bulging out there.
You look at the man toe, dude. That's no good. No good at all.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Yeah, I mean, the kid's right. Because I looked down, I remember I was breaking open another roll of quarters, and I looked down and I saw the manto, and I glanced up at you, and I went, I'm not selling you those. And I went back to bust it open this thing of quarters.
Well, that's why I was calling, Bob, to tell you, you humiliated me. I think it was unnecessary.
I didn't mean to humiliate you. I'm saying this to you as honestly as I can. I like you, Ted. I like being in business with you. I want you to live a long time, okay?
You sound a little bit emotional.
You do.
I am, okay? I turned around. I saw the fat man later.
What happened to that man? Did you call an ambulance?
He had tripped and fallen.
In other words, he didn't have a heart attack or anything.
He had tripped and fallen, but the point I'm trying to make to you guys is it scared the hell out of me to see the fat guy laying there after I sold him a box of donuts. Okay.
All right, but he wasn't having a heart attack.
No, he tripped and fell.
And he's laying there face down with one donut rolling down the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah. They went out, some people helped him up. They say, okay, he says, yeah. And then I saw him walking along. He actually, which I didn't think. He picked up the donut that had been rolling along the dirt, rolling along on the pavement, put that, I think I saw him take a bite out of it.
Oh, bullshit.
Okay, I'm kidding. But
well, did he pick it up or not?
Yeah, he did.
Jesus.
But Ted, forget about the fact that the guy tripped. He very well could have suffered a heart attack, and that's what I was seeing you. I was seeing you in a tight pair of jeans.
Uh-huh. What about?
I think it would have been embarrassing for you to have a heart attack, to fall, and to see those things split up the ass. I don't know.
You know, here's the thing, Bill, and I know that you did this to be a good guy. Here's the thing that bugs me. You know, I don't think that this is well-intentioned.
Why do you say that?
Because it sounds to me like you're trying to mock me, Bob.
How am I mocking you?
Oh, you know, your balls were sticking out. That thing splitting up the crack of the ass. I got rubber leaving the parking lot.
Dan, and you even said to Phil that you were speeding.
All right, well, what is the story here, Bobby? We called you, and Ted wanted to talk to you to say, you know, he was offended by that. You guys have got a good working relationship.
I'm sorry you're offended by that, but I'm telling you the truth, Ted. The reason why I didn't say those donuts is because I didn't want to see you wind up like the fat man that I sold the Krispy Kreme to, face down in the pavement.
Right, he tripped and fallen, and he hadn't had a heart attack.
Okay, other than that, I didn't want to see you laying there face down with the jeans split up the ass, yeah, after having a heart attack.
Yeah. All right, well, I mean, you know, Bob, it can be a little offensive. A guy comes into your store.
How's that?
A guy comes into your store and buys some donuts. Don't make a judgment. Just sell him the donuts. This has almost become the punchline of a joke for a lot of people. Oh, I can't sell him that. He's too fat.
Hey, let me tell you something, Bob. I'm 30 pounds overweight. I'm getting the weight off. Okay?
You got to exercise. I get out and I run on the beach and the stuff that I did. I do dieting, that kind of stuff. Maybe you ought to stop eating your own food. I mean, it's pretty good.
I know it's damn good.
Okay, well, all right. So where are we here with this, guys?
Well, I don't know. Are you apologizing or what? All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said what I said, that I didn't say the Little Debbie's. Something tells me, did you get a bag someplace else?
What's that, Ted? Did you get another bag?
I did. I stopped off at Bond's and got some.
Oh, so you did get another bag of donuts?
Yes, I did.
All right, well, nothing I did messed up your day.
It made me angry.
Well, you said that Marcy said you were doing 70 going down the freeway to Laguna Beach, and Bob heard you getting rubber going out of the parking lot. It looked like you were dragging Josh.
I don't drag my son, okay?
I had him by the arm in a very, very awkward way. And I'm just telling you, and the big fat man.
All right, so nobody had a heart attack.
What's that?
No one had a heart attack at your store.
No. But you got to understand something, Phil. When you're a store owner and you've just sold a big fat guy a box of Krispy Kreme and you turn to your left and you see that guy face down in the parking lot, it can scare you. And then comes Ted Bell into my store.
Bob, I appreciate that you had my help in mind.
That's all I was thinking about.
God, you sound emotional.
Yeah. Are you serious? No, I'm just kidding. But I could tell.
Don't you get these guys out of here, please?
Well, it wasn't my idea. I thought it would be good to get the two of them together.
Yeah, get the two of them together.
God damn, I don't mean anything gay by it.
I didn't think you did. Bob Green, I won't sell you those donuts. Bob Green, I'm not going to sell you those donuts because, you know...
Yeah, he can see his balls in the tight pants.
Jesus, Margaret, you're the one that was offended by that.
I am still. Yes, well, I might as well... That's right, and because I was offended by it, I'm the one that gets to repeat it.
All right, well, I'm glad we were able to work that out.
Yeah, they're still tight, and they're still tight friends.
Yeah, and his pants are still tight. Jesus. World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampry Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Sorry we're splitting rather early today, but back we go to do a little bit of rehearsal.
Well, this is a big deal for you, isn't it?
I mean, it's, you know, the show's coming up on the 28th. We want it to be good for people. If you'd like to see it, you're in the L.A. area. It's at Theater West in Cahuenga. That's the World of Phil Henry, September 28th. Yeah.
When did you catch dust? I never.